You know, this happened to me last week, or actually it happened to the person I went to have lunch with. Former coworker. I haven't actually seen her in probably a couple years since her wedding. We finally found the time to meet for lunch. I am walking to lunch. Do you remember this, Shan?
Yeah, you texted me.
I text Shan. I'm like, oh my God, Shan, did my wallet fall out of my jacket in the studio? You looked everywhere. No wallet. Mm-mm. I show up to lunch with this girl. Again, I haven't seen her in almost 2 years. Hey, I have something to tell you before we even get started. You're going to have to buy today because I ain't got no wallet. Shan's over there. Oh, hey, use Apple Pay. I said, well, two problems with that. Number one, I don't know how to use Apple Pay. Number two, we're at like a little Thai restaurant that I am quite sure does not take Apple Pay. They barely take credit cards.
And then I was like, YouTube it, bro. Like, YouTube it.
And we were like, we were a block away. I was about to ready to ask you to run a credit card over there.
Like, oh my God. I would have.
So embarrassing, but it reminded me of when I was a kid. You know, my parents would do the whole, like, okay, here's your $20. And anytime you would go to the store, like, don't bother me. This, you know, teaching you responsibility, right? If you want something, you have money. You have to make the decision of what you want to buy. Well, I was notorious. Every time we went out, I left my wallet at home. That way I could save that money.
And now you reverted.
And my parents could buy.
Right.
And I was so, like, terrified that this girl is going to think that I did this to her, you know? Like, I just scammed her. Hey, hadn't seen you in 2 years. Mm-hmm. Forgot my wallet. You pay.
You could have Venmo'd her, though.
I tried. She wouldn't let me. That was my last thing. I was like, let me Venmo you, girl. Let me Venmo you. Mm-hmm. She's like, just forget it, you loser. We're never having lunch again. She's like, just get out of here. Yeah,
but there are people like
you ain't, the radio ain't paying these days. Uh-huh. You can't bring your wallet.
Yeah. Well, in this situation, like, you know, something happened and you forgot it. But then there are other people that this is chronic, right? Like, they always show up and there's, oh, for some mysterious reason, they didn't bring any way to pay. For nothing. No Apple Pay, no wallet, no credit card.
I had a guy do this to me. He's like, oh, let me run to my car real quick. I forgot it. Never came back.
See, I have heard of that person. There's one, tends to be one in every group that gets up to go to the bathroom when the bill comes.
Oh.
And then people just end up paying it. And I would wait that person out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you know, go sit in there for 20 minutes. I will wait you out.
I'm so awkward. I'd rather just pay and like not deal with that person ever again.
888-456-9970. Do you know this person that always forgets their wallet when it's time to pay?
Coincidentally.
And if you won that money, you wouldn't have to forget your wallet when you go to dinner or lunch with people. I did it the other day, but it is not a chronic thing for me. In fact, I usually pony up. You know that, Shan. I usually am the first to drop my
wallet. You're very generous.
But this was embarrassing. But I know there are people who do this all the time. There seems to be one in every group. When it gets time to pay, they mysteriously just left their wallet at home. Do you know someone like that?
Now, Tamika's on the line. You noticed a bad pattern with a guy you're dating?
Oh my God. You guys, I dated this guy, and he, the first day he took me out, he paid for him. I was like, oh, nice, you know, typical, right? Then we start going out, and conveniently, he would leave his wallet. And I'm like, okay, one time, okay, no big deal. But then the day that turned it all around, my birthday.
He topped it all up.
He topped it up. Oh, I'm going to take you to this nice place in Piedmont and blah, blah, blah. And he has his son with him. Yeah. We get all, you know, I get dressed up. I'm like, it's my birthday. We get there. He's like, oh, shoot, babe. I only have my checkbook for a cash only place.
And who carries their checkbook around?
Exactly. I mean, even back in the day, you know, people would take that. But who just, you remember your checkbook, but not your wallet?
Yeah, there's no way. He did that to try to look like he was trying.
On my birthday.
Was that it for you, Tamika? Was that the end?
That was it for me.
Hey, Coco, tell us about this friend.
Oh, my gosh. We don't go out anymore, but as a group, we used to all go out. Like, when we go to pizza or something, everybody would put their money in, and he would throw down coupons.
Whoa!
Wow. Was the coupon enough to pay for his half?
Yeah, that was his portion. He put his coupons in, you know, and I'm like, no, that's it. And he did that like twice, and we're like, nope, he's not invited anymore.
And, and probably no tip.
No, that was it.
Okay. Coupons.
Can't do that.
Who does that?
You got to pay the tax. You got to pay the tip. In San Francisco, you got to pay for the health insurance of the server. Mm-hmm. You got to pay for the server's house. Like, you got to pay all that. You throw in a coupon, you're really shortchanging everybody.
Hey, Summer, first question, though, is this still your boyfriend you're about to talk about?
Yes, he's still my boyfriend.
And what does he do, Summer?
Oh my gosh, like almost every time we go somewhere, like where it's like getting a video game or like going out with friends, he'll be like, oh my gosh, babe, you're going to be so mad at me. I forgot my wallet. And I'm like, oh, how convenient, huh?
I hope that you make him Venmo you.
Oh yeah, or I'll make him be like, okay, well, next time we go out, I'm going to be sure that you have your wallet with you this time.
Yes,
mine.
Maybe you carry his wallet for him from now on.
Right, yeah, there we go.
Exactly. All right, good luck with
thanks,
that, Summer. All right, thanks for all the calls. 888-456-9970. Keep that number handy. Plug it into your phone, please. The Big Money Minute is coming up here in about 5 minutes. We'll give you the shot to call, play the game, score $4,500 cash. Hey, gotta hand it to Ariana Grande. Today marks 1 year since the bombing at her concert in Manchester, England, where 22 people were killed in an explosion there. And Ariana marked this day by sending a message to the people of Manchester saying, thinking of you all today and every day, I love you with all of me, and I'm sending you all of the light and warmth I have to offer on this challenging day. And events are scheduled today in Manchester and across the UK to mark the day and also remember those who died. And Ariana has said that she will forever remember this horrible event. I think as far as an artist, really, you couldn't have handled it as well as she did. She not only, of course, did all the necessary things, but then just 2 weeks later, she worked with promoters and other of her friends to actually put on a benefit concert. Miley Cyrus was there, Coldplay, Justin Bieber. They all performed to help out the victims and, of course, help the city get back on its feet after such a tragic event. And now, in other Ariana news, she's casually seeing Saturday Night Live's Pete Davidson. She recently broke it off with rapper Mac Miller, just in time for him to get arrested for a DUI over the weekend. Pete Davidson?
Mm-mm. He's not that bad. That's a terrible picture.
Hey, let me pick a better one.
I know. He's fine.
Okay, hold up.
But remember, Mac Miller, I didn't think he was that great looking either, so this one's a bit of an improvement.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah.
He just has that interesting jawline, but yeah.
He's well, fine. He's interesting, too, because now he is... another
this
picture.
One. Oh.
That's where they met when she was the musical guest. And
y'all are so superficial, both of you. It's not always about looks.
Okay, Gregory.
Oh, please.
I mean, so superficial.
Yeah. I just don't think she goes for, like, you know, traditionally hot guys.
Oh, because you know her so well.
Yeah, well, I mean, the last one and now this one. But he's interesting, though, because he had admitted to borderline personality disorder. So he's been, you know, working on himself mentally, but also now talking about what he's going through and the need for better mental health care in the United States. So he's, you know,
he
got
to be with Demi Lovato then.
Well,
that's who he really needs today.
Well, maybe
he'll
get
two peas in a pod.
We'll see. What do you think about these two, Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson from SNL, casually dating, as they're saying, and the Real Housewives of the 1960s? That's what Bravo is promising for the new fall schedule this year. A cast of modern women will live in a 1960s setting, a home that she'll have to clean, meals she'll have to cook, and a husband who'll be at work all day while she's getting it all done. Bravo says the cast will discover if more time spent together, traditional husband and wife roles. It is kind of weird, right?
To go Andy back Cohen. To them? No, thanks. We've moved past. Hey, Andy, if you like this idea so much, how about you go back to living in the closet?
Oh.
Why don't you do that reality show where you go live in the closet? You think that's a good idea? I don't.
Well, they're going to put housewives back into the 1960s and kind of create that sort
of
atmosphere.
Let's put gays into the 1940s and see if you like that, dude.
Well, we'll see if this
works
out.
What a crap idea.
Well, obviously you don't like it, but who knows?
I mean, no, this because could be another I don't even think it's super funny to let's especially in today's movement that celebrates women, to take women and put them back into some misogynistic role where they cook and clean all day for their man. I don't even find that remotely interesting. Well, Shan?
No. I mean, first of all, I don't even know how to cook or clean,
right.
So I'm not interested.
Maybe that's why.
Good for you, Shan. We've moved on.
There you go.
But I tell you what you do know how to do, because I've been watching you all morning. You know how to eat a piece of pizza in two bites.
There you go.
Because I just watched you do it. So good for you. That is the new Real Housewife.
Thank you.
Eat a piece of pizza in two bites while you're in a commercial break.
There you go.
Yeah. I think they're trying to give it.
You can fit it in.
They're trying to give this Bravo show a bit new.
I don't care what they're trying to do. Bye, Andy
Cohen. Positive spin, but we will find out coming up this fall. They're saying that maybe some of these housewives will be able to fix their relationships if they're having more time to spend with their husbands.
More time to cook and clean for their husband. They'll be able to fix their relationship.
This is a Bravo show.
That sounds amazing, Fernando. Let's just get to the big money minute.
This is a
Real Housewives.
This is a Real Housewives show. No relationship is ever fixed on that show. All right, that's going to do it for your Dirty Under 30. 729, we are going to play the Big Money Minute, 888-456-9970. We're looking for number 9 to score that $4,500 jackpot. We will play the game next.
Let's play
Big Money Minute.
Big Money Minute.
All right, good morning to Ashley in San Jose. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Have you been playing along in the car with the Big Money Minute?
Yes, with you guys and with St. John.
Okay.
All right. But it's more fun with us, right?
Yes.
Okay. Good answer.
There you go. Do you do pretty well when you play along?
Yeah, I do have to say, St. John seems to have a lot more easier questions.
I said the same thing. We have been accusing them of that.
Have.
So I'm glad you said that, Ashley.
Thanks for backing us up on that point.
But no problem.
All right.
Let's get into it.
Let's see what you get today. We are playing the Big Money Minute. We're going to give you 10 questions. You got 60 seconds. You get them all right, you win $4,500 in a jackpot. But if not, you're still going to get $10 for each correct answer. And remember, you can pass if we get to a question you can't answer. We'll come back to it if there is time. And remember, though, the moment you give us an answer, that is the one we have to take. Now, when I get to the last question, if that buzzer goes, I'll give you a chance to answer. At the end, we go back, we add up how much you've won. Ashley in San Jose, I'm about to hit this timer, and we're off and running.
Ready, set, go.
Which is longer, Golden Gate Bridge or Bay Bridge?
Bay Bridge.
She sang Starships in 2012.
Pass.
Where can you buy a double quarter pounder with cheese?
McDonald's.
Poached, soft-boiled, and over-easy are all ways to serve what?
Eggs.
This actress and breast cancer survivor played Kelly Bundy on Married with Children and the role of Veronica Corningstone in Anchorman.
Pass.
The last six words in the Star-Spangled Banner.
The last what?
Six words.
Pass.
Spell articulate.
Articulate. It is... one second. it is A-R-T-I-C-U-L-A-T-E.
Which of these is not erotic? California's Great America, Demon, Scatabout, or Gold Striker?
What was the second one?
Scatabout.
Scatabout.
I would say that one.
All right, Scatabout.
All right,
your time is up.
Let's review. We didn't get to all 10,
yeah.
Ashley, so I'm sorry you're not a big winner today, but you did pick up some money along the lines.
Okay.
The Bay Bridge is longer than the Golden Gate.
Good on you.
By a mile or two, I believe. Nicki Minaj sang Starships in 2012, but you passed on that question.
Yeah.
It took you a second, but you did figure out that McDonald's has that double quarter pounder with cheese. Eggs, of course, are poached, soft-boiled, or over easy. Christina Applegate was who we were looking for. Married with Children, breast cancer survivor, and Anchorman, but you passed on that question. The last six words in the Star Spangled Banner, you ended up passing, but it is, of course, and the home of the brave. That's all tough right. to do, though.
Did you sing that in your head? I'm sure you tried.
On last second.
Yeah.
Articulate or articulate, as Fernando says. Mm. You spelled that correctly. And Scatabout, you got that right. That is not a ride at California's Great America. From my math, it looks like you passed on three but got five correct for
$50.
Hey. I'll take it.
There you go. $50. Not a bad bit of money there for you. Okay. Hang on the line. Don't go anywhere, Ashley, in San Jose. Now that jackpot is $4,600. We're adding $100 to it. And St. John, who seems to have the easier questions, will give you another shot at that money this afternoon, right about 4:20.
All right, and there are new scam calls going around that you need to know about. We're going to warn you about those next and tell you what people are trying to do to get your money. We'll do that next. You know, this may have happened to you. It's happened. I know it happened to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a new twist to a scam that has been around for a while. Now, scammers have long since been calling people, getting you on the phone and telling you, this is so-and-so from the IRS. You owe us money. Blah, blah, blah. You need to pay us. In fact, I even heard of one where they said, we'll accept Target cards as payment.
Oh,
right?
Dude,
yeah. Heard about that.
This one girl that works here got scammed by that. She sent them like $1,000-something.
She did not.
Yes, she did.
How old is she?
She's one of the promo kids.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
She got
See, because they say this only works with old people.
Yeah. No, and young people that don't know.
Yes. Oh, my God. Can you get her in here so I can lecture her?
Wow.
I'm
sure she's learned
her
lesson.
Yeah. She was crying. She came in here crying.
And a young person like that, I know if they work for us, they ain't got $1,000.
Yeah, that's a shame.
No, she was like, yeah, she works like three jobs.
And was it the IRS one?
It was the IRS one.
That
yeah.
is so sad. 888-456-9970 if this has ever happened to you, you know, if they've called
I've been
and
getting calls
off the phone.
In Chinese, like a lot of voicemail
I've been
messages.
Getting them
and
too.
Well, there's a Chinese
the
scam
news.
Going
on. Yeah,
around.
I saw on the news there is a Chinese scam, and it's like several different ones. Like one,
which
is
scary
money.
Because a lot of the immigrants, whether they are legal or
yeah.
not legal, they will scare them into thinking that either they're going to hurt their family members or
yep.
they're going to try to deport them or something like that.
If I understood Chinese, I guess I would know that from these messages. But
you barely speak English,
exactly. So I'm thankful I watched
anyway,
the news.
Back to this. Here's the new twist. And they don't know if this is a one-time incident or if this is something that is starting to pop up. But they told this couple that lived or this family that lived in Arlington, Texas, we will send the police to your house if you do not pay us.
Mm-hmm.
The family engaged with them and kind of went back and forth and said, whatever, da-da-da. What they did in return to get back at them when they didn't, you know, when they hung up on them, they called the police and reported that there was an armed robbery going on at that house. They basically swatted that mm-hmm. family. So 15 minutes later, this family's house is surrounded by cops with their guns out. They are forced to come out of their house with their hands up. This whole incident went down until police, you know, questioned them. Of course, the family was terrified. All this stuff went down. The neighbors were in hysterics. Everything was crazy. They questioned them. They figured out that this was related, and it was actually the scammers that had called the police on them. So police are now warning from this, don't engage with these people. Don't fight with them. Because my mom, I got to tell my mom not to. My mom
right.
told them to go straight to hell when they called her. And then the guy called her a beach.
Well, I know we all do this. But, I mean, I never pick up a phone
this
call
just happened to
from
my
a strange
mom last
number.
Week. Some guy was saying that he needed to go through her computer because she had a virus. So she let this person access her computer.
No.
Yes.
See,
so
I think
be careful.
I think older people will answer their phone. Like my parents always answer,
yeah.
even if they don't know the number because they think it must be important. My biggest question is, what were they doing answering the phone?
Yeah.
I never will answer the phone.
Yeah, unless I have like, you know, like maybe the car is in the shop or something and I'm waiting for them to let me know when it's done or something. But other than that, I do not pick up a phone number that I don't know.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, if this has ever happened to you, 888-456-9970. But also, you know, they're saying, if you are going to answer an unknown call, if something like this happens, do not engage with these people because they are getting even more aggressive all the time.
Okay. Scary stuff, though. All right. Right now, 7:49 with Fernando and Greg in the morning. And women, have you ever forced your man into proposing?
Or do you know a woman who forced? You know, J-Lo apparently is trying to force A-Rod right now into proposing to her. Doesn't always turn out well. We'll talk about it next. 888-456-9970.